So my general plan is now to walk around in downtown Bergen with eggs in one hand, my iPhone in the other hand, hoping that there won't be as many cars, having a backpack full of tools and a crowbar sticking out on my back, and talk a bit about fear. Because I was listening to Kevin Cross's excellent High Adventure Daily podcast, which you can get as a Supreme subscriber on Art and Story Supreme. And he was talking about fear and letting the fear stop you from working. And he was specifically talking about attaching personal memories to one single project and then building it up to become so large that you're never able to tackle it. So you start and you toss it away and you restart. And I have a few projects like that, more than a few actually. So what do you do? Well, I'm thinking that I talked a bit about being unsatisfied earlier and saying that, hey, it can be a good thing. You need to share your unsatisfaction, but I think the same is most probably true for fear as well. Because I'm a person that's mostly guided by fear every single day. And some of the fear is good. It's the fear that makes me, like now, turn my head to both sides of the road before crossing. Or it can be bad fear, like most of my fears, which just keep me from doing anything, because I fear most everything. And, 90% of it is silly, very silly, unnecessary, even ridiculous stuff. And sometimes that does get attached to a certain project. Right now I've had three different projects that I've been going around with in my mind for years, and that I've had many false starts on, and that I keep postponing again and again and again. One of those are a personal tale about my fears about being bipolar. The other one is Confucia, which I've started somewhat, and I'm pretty satisfied with, and I want to give it a little kick in the butt to jumpstart it. And the other one is a project called Bumtud, which is a pretty epic tale of hacking and terror and, a contemporary political thriller, I guess you'd call it. And I'm just thinking that I need to I need to stop listening to the negative fear and just go with the positive fear. The fear that makes me sharp, the fear that makes me focus, the fear that makes me do my best. And then I was thinking about last week's podcast where I talked about my wish to focus in public, and this, what I'm doing now, is fearing in public. And I think that's a good way to go. Exposing your fears in public, because then you realize how ridiculous they are. And therefore I want to announce that next Tuesday I'm going to start a 2-week run on Confucia, which I will be drawing live. I need to come back with a specific time, but it will be on Tuesday, and I will try to finish a story in 2 weeks, and I will probably fail, but I will learn something. And then I have to start Bumtud, and, well, not do it completely in public, but do it as a weekly updating webcomic. So, yeah, let your fears set your ass on fire.